Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Zach Eflin pitched well in his return from the COVID IL, but the Phillies offense was punchless against the Padres. MVP Bryce Harper stuck on the bench as the Phils managed just 5 hits and failed to score a run while dropping the series opener 3-0 on Tuesday. Let's recap the game. Despite the results of the evening, the Phils have to be happy with Zach Eflin's performance. The right-hander spun 6 innings of one-run ball after a 16-day layoff. He allowed 5 hits and struck out 5 without walking a batter. Eflin failed to generate too many swings and misses, but limited the hard contact with just 3 hard-hit balls allowed and posted a solid 33% CSW on the night. The only run of the evening against Eflin came on a potential double play ball that was dropped by Bryson Stott while he's trying to make the turn. Philly's bullpen gave up some more runs. They weren't helped by some poor defense, Kyle Schwarber in left field, but it doesn't really matter when the team doesn't score. In opposition, Mike Clevinger picked up his first win since 2020, holding the Phillies to just 1 hit over 5 scoreless innings. He struck out 5 and was followed by promising rookie arm Mackenzie Gore and closer Taylor Rogers to cap off the win. The bats were mostly quiet for the Phillies as the team failed to record an extra base hit or a walk on the evening. Nick Castellanos singled twice. Gene Segura extended his hitting streak to 13 games with a 1-for-4 night. Did have 2 hard hit balls, but the last at bat for Gene was the one that was the most costly. He grounded into a double play with 1 out in the 9th to end it. Castellanos was on base. Looked like maybe if the Phils could get something going, but alas, they could not. Wrapping up the game, the Phils are hopeful that Harper can return on Wednesday to the lineup. He was, of course, out on Tuesday after getting a PRP injection in his ailing elbow. All right, around the NL East. The Braves shut out Milwaukee. Marcell Ozuna homered. Kenley Jansen notched his 9th save. The Marlins beat the Nationals 5-1. And the Mets split a doubleheader with the Cardinals after getting rained out on Monday. The Mets won the early game 3-1, then fell 4-3 in the nightcap. Things are tightening up a little bit. The Mets still have a comfortable lead. They're ahead of the pack, but the Marlins, Phillies, and Braves are all bunched up in second place. All have 17 wins. Nats still trailing in the back. Now our key question of the day. Do the Phillies need another outfielder with Bryce Harper out, even though we haven't seen him play in the field for quite a while? But we see when Nick Castellanos gets the start at DH, we have Schwarbs out in left. Odubel Herrera and Roman Quinn make up the rest of this outfield. They went 0-for-6 on this evening, showed really nothing at the plate, although Odubel did register couple of hard hit balls. We did hear last week that Mickey Moniak was going to start swinging, hitting again after he broke his hand right at the beginning of the season, so perhaps he's only a few weeks away, but the outfield depth is just not there right now, and the Phils really are going to have to figure out something, especially if Bryce is not going to be able to play in the field for the rest of the year. We're going to be stamping our feet at the trade deadline to bring in another veteran outfielder for this team. Up next, Wednesday, Zach Wheeler gets back on the mound versus Blake Snell. Snell will be making his season debut. He's been out with a groin injury. He threw 59 pitches in his last rehab start, so he is not going to be ready for a full workload. Hopefully, the Phils can take advantage of the Padres' bullpen. Wheeler, on the other side, has strung together 3 decent starts. He's got 21 strikeouts and just 6 walks in his last 19 innings pitched. Zach Wheeler, we need you to step up and be the stopper again after 2 losses. On Thursday, they're going to have an afternoon game with the Padres getaway day, Kyle Gibson versus Yu Darvish, and then we're looking at the Dodgers coming into town for another 3-game series with the best team in the National League. The final thought of the day. We're going to take a deeper look at the division standings. The Phillies are tied for 2nd in the division right now, but sit at 3rd behind Miami and New York in terms of run differential. It's really important. Interesting stat to look at. The Phils are at plus 15 on the year. The Marlins are at plus 20. The Mets at plus 36, which is actually the 2nd best total in the NL. For context, the Dodgers are way ahead of everyone. They're at plus 72, which is kind of crazy. I think the Phils were able to keep up with them so well over the weekend. The Mets are in 2nd again, tied with St. Louis, so way behind. The Phils are 8th, so really the middle of the pack here. They're basically a 500 team right now, and they look like a 500 team up and down. They just have not been consistent. Too many days where they're not really hitting the ball consistently, pitching consistently, and the bullpen, of course, has always been an issue. Basically, they're going to stay in the hunt with this extra wild card, but this is just not good enough. Let's get it together, boys. All right, that's all the time we got for you today on the Phils in 5. Looking for a bounce back effort. We'll be back with you later in the week.